This decision was not made lightly, nor without significant contemplation and conversation over the past weeks, involving numerous meetings with groups including the Council of Directors of Athletics, Conference Medical Advisory Panel, the Conference Sports Medicine Group, and the Council of Presidents, among others. It included reviewing information from the NCAA and its COVID-19 Task Force, the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control, state and local boards of health, as well as state governmental mandates.